Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah. Lose control, a body and soul.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. I am so glad that you are waking up with the Kim Pagano Show. And we are on daily 8 to 9. And then
1 to 2.
1 to 2. Yeah, we're kind of going through some little changes in here. So we'll see. You know, I don't know. It's holiday.
Changes are good.
That's absolutely right. So anyways, I want to welcome everyone to our show. It's all positive talk. It's adding value every day in every way. And I am Kim. I'm your host. And I've got Kimberly Reed on.
I'm so excited to be here today.
Thank you. Are you going to take your walk on the beach? That's what I just want to know, because it's kind of cold out there.
It's freezing.
It is a little chilly.
You look so nice to be walking on the beach, but I know you said that's kind of one of your rituals, right?
It is. I love it. And I've actually been kind of under the weather for about a month, unfortunately.
Ooh.
So I've been really, really missing the beach and the tide to take away the stress and the worries.
That's something, yeah. And that's what we're going to be talking about. The holidays are here. And Kimberly has tools for better living. Also, we've got Jacob on our board. And how are you?
Great.
You got finals going on, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
That's a lot of energy for finals going on.
It's a lot of caffeine. I had a lot of caffeine last night, so I just haven't been able to sleep properly, right? But once finals are over, I'm going to be able to rest. So.
I have some tools for you, Jacob.
What is
it?
That'd
like
be awesome.
It. Yeah. I know. I've got my daughter and her boyfriend are going through finals. And so it's that time. It's a great time of year, but it's a stressful time, right?
Yes.
It is. And unfortunately, there's a lot of stress going around with this time of year, and it really, to me, it detracts from the joy of the season. And so I really am excited that you had me on today bring more joy back into our season and reduce the stress and let everybody get along a lot better.
Perfect. I can't wait. Also, we have Rosie's Bakery that's going to be joining us. And, you know, there's a lot of sugar-packed bacon going on right now. And so she's going to give us some holiday recipes and some sweet and sugary treats that we can maybe take to our parties, you know. Also, the later part of our show, I've got this busy mom of 8 growing a company at home. And she's got her goat milk stuff, holiday gift packs. So it's goat milk soaps, bath bombs, body lotions, and it's all out of goat milk. Kind of interesting. Yeah, so we'll hear about that. And how, I mean, busy. 8 kids. I've got 4. She's like double.
How is she doing?
Yeah. But you know what? I really believe that once you have 3, it's, you know, just as easy. It's just add, you know, because we always have a couple extra. And it's funny, you know, my kids say to my husband last night, he made dinner. Thank God he's a great partner. But I worked till I got home and he said, honey, I'm making dinner. And there's just never enough. You know, it's like you can make double the amount and it's never enough. So that's what happens in a big family. But I love it.
And they're all blessings. So.
You're absolutely right.
And there's always PBJ.
That's right. That is true. You know, and it's funny because somebody is always like, I don't want that. Okay, make whatever you want, right?
So this is what we're having. You can fix whatever else you want.
That's it. So anyways, I want to tell you of all the different ways that you can get in touch with us here. You can definitely tune in to Facebook. Are we on?
Facebook. You can Facebook me now. I'm on it right now. You can Facebook us throughout the day with any questions or concerns, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
So. Perfect. All right, Jacob. And also, we are on Twitter at Kim Pagano Show. So definitely send us a tweet. And we are in Venture Breeze. Great magazine, great newspaper. They just got honored for the best small business.
Very cool.
I know. Wow. Yeah, he's an awesome guy, I have to tell you. And so him and his daughter started that newspaper. We're going to be talking to him. I got to get him back on here. But, you know, anything that you want to talk about or find out in Ventura, basically Sheldon's got it happening there at Ventura Breeze. Also, I am on TuneIn Radio. If you have a smartphone or any kind of phone that you can get an app on, you can definitely tune into TuneIn Radio. Also, I'm also in Coffee News at every restaurant. You know, it's a great, it's just a great time to, you know, kind of talk about what's going on in the, well, Ventura, Camarillo, and also Moorpark. So definitely Matthew and Rob Blaze got that going on. So yeah, part of all of that.
You are a woman on the move.
I am. I'm telling you. And I love that. I just keep, you know, that's what it's about. Just really connecting out there and keeping in touch and adding value every day in every way. So I definitely want to put out there, if you want to be a part of my show, definitely send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com.
And for all the listeners out there, I just am looking at Kim right now, and even her earphones match her outfit. And I'm just in awe of how well put together you are for this early in the morning.
Thank you. Well, you know, what's funny is yesterday I had Rainbow on. I'm like, okay, I know I connected it with Rainbow. She's an incredible yoga, but just her whole lifestyle. She brought her whole movie camera in here. And Luckily, everybody's like, oh, no wonder you get dressed every time, because you never know who's going to come in here.
Exactly.
And that is really, you know, I've always learned that, is you put yourself together, because my grandmother used to say that. And, you know, she would say, you never know who you're going to meet. So you always want to have yourself. You look beautiful,
well,
too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And how come you're put together so early if you're...
I had a meeting this morning at 6:30 a.m.
That's early.
Toastmasters International, a premier nonprofit club here in Ventura. Over
I've heard
on
a lot about
Foothill,
that.
And it's an amazing group of professionals that get together every Wednesday morning at 6:30. And I've been doing it for almost 3 years now. It still astonishes me when the alarm goes off at 4:45 that I actually
do this.
So
what is Toastmasters? What do you take from it?
Toastmasters, I really have a heart for inspiring millions of people. And in order to do that, I need to be a great communicator and a leader. And Toastmasters International has been around since like the 1920s. And they help people do exactly that, to speak better, to think better, and to serve and be great leaders.
I like what they stand for. I'm going to have to get somebody on here to talk about that.
I'd be glad to anytime. Yeah. I'm actually the incoming president for our particular club here in Ventura. So
really? I'll have to come sometime.
I dodged the bullet long enough, and they coerced me.
You know, I know. Isn't that funny how that works? I'm telling you. So, all right. Well, I welcome all of you to our show here, Kim Pagano Show, and adding value every day in every way. We've got a great show to you today. Kimberly, what are we going to be talking about with you?
Holiday survival tools.
Ooh.
You know, holidays are wonderful. You know, there's a magic about them, but it also tends to bring out the worst in folks. And my husband actually works in retail, and he's like, he kind of dreads the holidays.
People are mean, huh?
They actually get this mean spirit about them. And I think, you know, I'm of the ilk that our behaviors are a direct result of our fears and our limiting beliefs. And, you know, so it seems like the fear really rises up. I don't know if it's fear of rejection, fear of worthiness, fear of losing control, you know, all of these fears that really, you know, keep us from enjoying life as much as we possibly can, and loving as much as we can, loving ourselves and loving others. And so it's really important for us to go, okay, what is this really all about? And we're going to be really diving into how to manage overcoming overwhelm, how to manage the different personalities, ourselves and others, because we certainly have a lot more visitors and are around a lot more family this time of year. And that can cause a lot of stress as well sometimes.
That's right. You know, one of the things I picked up a little article on surviving holiday guilt trips from parents and in-laws. You know, I have incredible parents, and I have incredible in-laws, really. And so I don't have to go through that, but I know a lot of people do. And our house is kind of the catch-all. You know, we've always had, because I think I don't know. My parents were divorced when we were young, when I was about 16. And so I wanted to, my family's really important. So I mm-hmm. wanted to hold them together in one, you know, in a way that we could still all be together. And so as part of that, I've been the glue.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because my friends say I'm the glue. So, you know, you end up having, you know, New Year's Eve parties, holiday parties, because you are the one that kind of, I love that.
Helps
I think
people
that,
to come together.
Yeah. And that, I hope that's what I'm doing here.
That's good. It's a really good thing. It's
yeah,
a good thing
it
to
is.
Bring positive energy into any situation, whether it be into your radio show.
There you go.
And into the airwaves or into your home. It's an incredible part. But with that responsibility comes some added stress and overwhelmed feelings.
Yes. You know, I used to say when I was younger, because I'm so responsible, I have to be responsible for everybody. Ooh, let's think about
that one. Do we need to do that?
Do we need to? Anyways, I am so glad you are all here with us today. Waking up with the Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Rosie, and she is going to talk to us about her bakery. So with that, stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break, and I want to give out our phone number here because we do have some giveaways at 805-639-0008, or you can and you'll be talking to Jacob. But also, you can talk to us on Facebook at The Kim Pagano Show. With that, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me, it isn't over.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so glad that you are a part of our show today here on The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Kimberly Reed. I've got Jacob on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. I got Matt in my studio here, and Matt's actually, he's just gave me some tickets to give away to, is it the GI's Comedy, right?
Yes, the GI's of Comedy is going down tonight at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. It's amazing. Checked him out at City Walk, and also got signed just to Comedy Central, if I could throw it out there.
I love it. Very nice. Very cool. Yeah,
it's amazing. And all current, you know, and actually, anyone in the Navy, Army, if you're a CB down here at Wainimi, free admission. Just come on down.
Oh, really? So it's all free to any of the troops.
And the cool thing, too, all the comedians, they're former servicemen.
Oh, I'm going to give this to you. Oh, I love it. You know, that's what it's all about. When you have laughter, that's just so positive.
It's a healing balm.
It is a I love it. Okay, and we're going to be actually hearing from him, right?
Yes, we will. Tom Chan's going to be calling in. Oh. He's the man behind it all.
Oh, cool. So stay tuned. All right. Well, right now we actually have Judy Rosenberg, and she is from the Rosie Bakery. And you know, it's funny. Judy, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Well, Kimberly and I actually just spotted this right off the bat.
We zeroed right in on it.
Yeah. So what was it, Kimberly?
The chocolate orgasm brownie.
I know.
You have my attention.
Yeah, you have all of our attention. So I think that, you know, we have the holiday coming up, and gosh, there's always, you know, you wonder what to bring to parties and stuff like that. Talk to us a little bit about what you've got.
Well, this book is filled with, you know, every category of dessert, and there are many little cookies that you can bake and put in baskets for your friends, or brownies that you can cut up into small squares, or even donut, buttermilk donut holes.
Oh, really, that's my, ooh, are those hard to make?
Oh, my God, they're so easy. All you need is, you can do it in a pot of deep oil, but I bought myself an inexpensive deep fryer. They are so easy to make.
Ah, those ones with the little baskets, right, that you kind of dip them in and dip them out?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. And then right when you get them out, you can, like, have a little bag of cinnamon and sugar waiting, or a little bag of confectioner sugar, and they are to die for.
I'm so there. That's like my weakness thing. in life right
too.
There. I think me if you
too,
only eat those little holes, you're not doing a big deal,
right.
Right? But when you eat about 10 of them, you know? Oh, all right.
But the book has like a million different, well, not literally. A million,
yeah. She talks like I do, yeah.
And they're not scary things to make. They're easy things to make. So.
I like easy.
Me too.
See,
yeah.
I know. We have way too much going on in life to make it hard.
Right.
It's got to be simple.
No.
All right. So talk to us a little bit about how you got started.
Well, it was very interesting because I had first of all, I was lusted after desserts during my entire childhood. I was somewhat chubby and always on a diet, so I lusted after desserts. And I used to spend time going through cookbooks, looking at pictures of desserts. And my mother, who was a businesswoman, not at all domestic, shopped at New York's Best Bakery. So I really developed a palate for great stuff. Went to college out in California, majored in French, came back waitress, went to graduate school in education, waitress,
yeah.
Went to art school, waitress, and then one day thought, you know what, I'm going to decorate some Valentine's Day cookies as an art thing. So I decorated these great cookies with like plastic angels and feathers, just insane, that I brought to little local galleries and boutiques, and I brought them to one bakery that only sold cheesecake. And they called me the next day, and they said that we love the cookies. What else can you bake? So I guess my passion for eating and the fact that my mother had kind of taught me what good desserts were allowed me to go home and to just kind of start doing trial and error baking.
Isn't that amazing?
I love it.
I do, too,
because
when you're living your passion, good things happen. I mean, it all just comes to you. So I think it's amazing.
And the thing is, when you discover it, you just know it's what you're going to go with. And I was 28 at the time. My parents had been pulling their hair out about what their daughter was going to do with her life. But I started baking these things and bringing them into the bakery every day, and people were lining up waiting for me to come in because they were so good, and I knew it. That was it.
Wow.
That was the beginning of my baking career. So a total fluke.
I like it. No, it wasn't a fluke. It was meant to be. You know,
a moment of panic when I realized that I was finally thin, but that I was going to be surrounded for the rest of my
life. I love it.
Pretty
that's
scary.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's called restraint, right? Because there is a time right now. You know, it's funny. I said, oh, God, I was already into November and with an extra couple pounds. And I'm thinking, how am I going to make it all the way to December? So you have to just, you know, you got to remember what's the perfect things that you know, kind of like what you really want to eat. So
you know what? It's so much an integral part of joy in life to have those things that make you happy that you just have to, like, be able to incorporate those, you know, with restraint.
Right.
Because most of the time, you know, you're going to try to eat healthy and exercise and do all those stuff, all that stuff, but you have to inject those little bits of sinful pleasure into your lives to be, I think, balanced.
Right. Edible joy.
Yeah, there you go. You, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Judy Rosenberg. And what is the name of your book?
It is called The Rosie's Bakery All Butter, Cream-Filled, Sugar-Packed Baking Book.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Guys, so you have your own bakery on, you know, on the shelf, right?
I have three bakeries in the Boston area, and this book has all those recipes, but in addition, it has many more recipes. And it's quite comprehensive in terms of, it has cookies, it has bars, it has pickups, it has cakes, it has pies, tarts, puddings. So my goal is for this really to be like everybody's go-to baking book, you know, fudge stained and... you know, earmarked and, you know, just the book that they go to when they want to bake.
So let me ask you, okay, so I know that you have some instruction in there, kind of a self-taught baker, right? So you know how to write on a cake, right, and how to decorate with fresh flowers. Do they always have to be edible flowers? That's probably important, right?
Well, they can't be poisonous. They don't have to be edible. Most of my flowers that I use are not edible. I mean, not that it would hurt you to eat them, but they're just used for decoration, and then they're, you know, they're plucked out of the cake. But, you know, as far as decorating, it's like the cakes in my stores are decorated with trim, and, you know, they look kind of professional. But when I bake at home, I really like to just kind of use the back of a spoon to kind of make those sort of little peaks and dents, and because I like that really homemade look. And, you know, flowers can dress up any cake, or chocolate shavings, or whatever. It does. You don't really want it to look like too formal and too expert if you're baking it in your home kitchen, in my opinion.
Right, right. I like that.
Now, let's be clear on the Rosie's name, because your name is Judy. So why don't you explain to the listeners about that?
Thank you, Kim.
Sure. Well, my last name is Rosenberg, and I had my first husband, who is also my business partner, Elliot, he called me Rosie as a nickname, and so we just thought that was a kind of a cute name, kind of conjured up an image of a homey...
sweetie pie.
Yeah. Because everybody thinks I'm, like, you know, old and fat until they see me.
So you're a cutie then, obviously, huh?
Uh-oh. Well, I'm kind of old.
Hey, we're still good, okay? We're still good. Oh, and that's how it became Rosie's Bakery.
Right.
I like it. I like it.
And they started in, like, it was 74 I started. So it's been 37 years in business, and I'm proud to still... you know, be doing it.
That's a feat.
After all this time.
That is.
Yeah, it's
and it's because
you're
it's
right.
Your
it's a feat.
It's your passion.
Yeah.
And that's
I've
what it's all about.
I've seen other businesses come and go, and I'm proud that I'm still here.
Wow. So if you could leave us with, you know, one of the things that I know we all try different things, and sometimes we have some mistakes, right? But how can
Absolutely.
We save a mistake?
Well, you can save a mistake depending. I mean, there are some mistakes, like, for example, if you put salt instead of sugar, obviously you can't save that mistake. But, you know, if...
that would be a big problem.
That might be an issue.
So you have to use your judgment. But there are certainly mistakes, like things that maybe didn't rise properly, but that still have a good texture. You can throw raspberries and, you know, whipped cream on them, swirl a little fudge on top. Like, I made a pumpkin bread once and left the eggs out, and I found that I actually liked the texture a lot, and I learned what eggs did to impact a recipe. So, like, my baking knowledge has really grown out of the mistakes that I have made.
Hmm, I like you know? That.
Good metaphor for life, too.
Yeah, huh? Definitely.
Absolutely, right?
You know what, Judy? Judy, you know what? I would love to have you back and actually maybe do some step-by-step instructions.
That would be great.
Yeah, because I think that this would be really fun to really give people the knowledge that you've learned from all these years.
And my key thing is so that people don't feel intimidated, because, like, anybody can just kind of, like, do it and get more confidence as time goes on and learn more about the chemistry of baking, including the mistakes.
Right. All right. You know? Well, you know what? I have a lot of people that have just been Facebooking me and ask me, where do we find your book and where do we find you?
Okay. Well, the books can be bought on Amazon or in any of the major bookstores. I mean, Workman distributes the books quite, you know, all over the place.
Okay.
So any of the major bookstores, Amazon.com, you know, just look it up online and they'll find it.
And again, it's called the Rosie's
Bakery. It's the Rosie's Bakery. All butter, cream-filled, sugar-packed baking book.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And
by Jody Rosenberg.
And, you know, we really want to, one question. How did you get that chocolate orgasm brownie name?
We got to know about that, honey.
Well, to be, how did I get it, what, in the book?
Yeah, no. How did you come up with a name?
Oh, well, it was very natural. It was sort of like, for me, the level of enjoyment.
Okay, I like it.
Of a good brownie.
Okay, I love it. All right, well, thank you so much, Judy. And I can't wait to receive my book. I hope it's on the way.
You didn't get your book
yet. I didn't get it yet, but I can't wait because I got a lot of parties I want to take your stuff to.
I can't wait for you to see it. Okay, for sure. Well, that'll get taken care of. I don't know where that was a glitch.
That's okay. That's okay. I appreciate it. And you know what? Oh, I'm going to have you back so we can get some step-by-step instructions.
I would love to come back.
All right. Well, you have a great holiday.
You too.
I appreciate it. All right. So that was Judy Rosenberg, and her book is The Rosie's Bakery, All Butter, Cream-Filled, Sugar-Packed. I mean, there's baking book. There's I know. Isn't that, that's not diet. Doesn't say diet anywhere
on
there.
We don't care about the diet, about that.
All right. But you know what? We actually have Tom on the line, and Tom is going to be tonight, actually, right? Tom Tran? Tom, are you there?
Morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Very good. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit of
stuff happening.
I know. Isn't that exciting? At the end of the year, going into the new year. It's so exciting. So you have a comedy act that's tonight over at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, one of my favorite places. I love everybody there. I always give away and do stuff on there, you know, with all their tickets there. I love that place. They're really, really hardworking out here in Ventura. And we've got actually two tickets to give away for you tonight, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing a show called The GIs of Comedy, and it's kind of appropriate for today since Pearl Harbor Day.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
myself
great.
And four other comics. We're all combat veterans of all different branches of the U.S. military. I served in the Army myself. I've got a Marine, an Air Force guy, and a sailor. And we're inviting everybody down from the Navy base to the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. It's called the GIs of Comedy, and we're raising some money for the USO, and we're actually doing the Toys for Tots campaign this year as well.
I'm so glad to stand behind this. That's amazing.
And thank you for serving
our
country.
And thank you. Yes, and thank you so much. I really, all of us appreciate all of you. So,
absolutely. Well, we do this for the folks who are still in uniform. So our shows are always free for veterans, active duty, reserve. You can show up with your military ID or a picture of you in uniform for all I care. Come on down and get some laughs with us.
All right. I'm going to definitely pass this on to my daughter's boyfriend, Eric, because he just got home. He's a Marine. And so I love that. And to all of them, I urge everybody to go and I recommend. So what are we going to hear tonight?
Well, we do a lot of, we're all headlining comics, so we all have our own material, but what brought us together is that we're brothers in uniform. We all served in combat, either together or separately, and we bring a lot of the funny stuff that happens in the military to the stage. A lot of people are like, how can the military be funny? There's some pretty crazy stuff, like guys dancing to Lady Gaga songs and putting it on YouTube.
Oh, I've seen that video.
My God, I have too, actually. You know what, in fact, Andy on our board here, he just got back too. He's another Marine, and so I'm going to pass this on to him too. But you know what, it is really, I love that you guys are brothers, that's something that you all, no matter how hard or what you've been through, you have that commitment to each other, and I love that.
Yeah, and we still love everybody serving. I mean, they're family to us. Whether it's, you know, 20 years ago or today, still in Afghanistan, we want to bring some smiles, because I know how important it was for me when I was in Iraq for the guys to come over and perform for us, and we're trying to do that now. So we've all been back to Iraq or Afghanistan independently, and we're going to try to do that again next year. But until then, we've got a couple shows going on, and like I said, always free to military and veterans. And if you bring a toy for Toys for Tots, we will get you in for free as well. Or for your listeners, if you'd like, if they want to email me at gisofcomedy@gmail.com and put the station call letters in the subject line, I will get you some free tickets today as well.
Oh, woo! There you go. I love it. And actually, I have two free tickets right here that anybody that calls up right now, 805-639-0008, or if you Facebook us,
Facebook.
Jacob's got that open, is we'll pass you on to Tom. And, you know, there's just so many ways that you can go have a great night tonight.
And it's tonight and at what time?
Yeah, so it's tonight, Wednesday, December 7th at 8 o'clock. And that is at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. So I definitely recommend a great laugh. So give us a one-liner. Something make us laugh this morning here on Kim Pagano Show.
Okay, this is kind of a funny joke. Well, this is something that happened while I was in the Army with a couple of guys. We had some soldiers who are younger soldiers, not the brightest guys in the world. What they would do is they would take stuff off each other's equipment, like before we were preparing to board or cross the border into Iraq. And one day I said, "Hey, somebody stole a door off my truck. Why don't you guys go get a new door? I don't care where you get it from. I don't want to know where you get it from." The next day, I go to breakfast, and this captain from the 82nd Airborne, very angry, comes down and says, "Why is my door on your truck?"
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
My truck, and on my truck is a door, and on that door, in big black letters, says property of the 82nd Airborne. So I said to my two soldiers, "Are you guys okay in the head? What's wrong with you?"
Oh, my God.
We wrote "not" right above where it says "property."
Not the property.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? That's what makes your days go by. We actually have a winner. Jacob, who is it?
I don't know. Let's ask his name. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. How are you? Thank you for calling the Kim Pagano Show.
Fine. Thank you.
And who?
Thanks for your program.
Oh, you are so welcome. And what's your name?
I'm Miguel.
Miguel, nice to meet you. And so you are the winner of two tickets tonight for the show, seeing Tom Tran over at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to go with my brother, who's a veteran in the Navy.
Oh, nice. Great.
What a good brother.
There you go. Well, you guys have a great time. Tom, can you mention anything to him?
Well, come on down. Actually, if your brother was a vet, he gets in for free, so you've already got
an extra ticket.
You got an extra ticket. See how that works?
That's great.
Okay. Well, you have a great time, and thank you so much for listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Stay on the line, Miguel,
thank
okay?
You.
Miguel, stay on so we can get all your info.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, Tom. Well, gosh, if I can make it down there, I'd love to be a part of that. I think that's what it's all about, and this is such a perfect time to be giving back.
Yeah, and that's why I put this tour together, to give back to all my brothers and sisters who are still serving in uniform. So anybody at the Naval Base, Port Hueneme, come on down, bring your military ID, and we will get you in. We'll get you laughing.
I love it, and I'd love to have you on my show. I think it would be so much fun to talk to you and talk about your journey.
That'd be great. We've got some really great lined up for 2012, so we'll pop in and say hi.
Okay, so does Jacob, or, well, Matt's got all your info, so perfect. I'll get it from him.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Take care.
And if anybody else wants tickets, you know, Facebook us and I'll get you on the list for the VIP Kim Pagano Show. All right. With that, we're going to take a really quick break and we're going to come back and talk to Kimberly Reed and
find holiday survival tools.
There you go. All right. And we were having fun here. Also, I do have a $50 gift certificate, and when we come back, I have a question that I'll be asking, and if you've got the right answer, you've got a gift certificate to Lures, and that is over on Ventura Boulevard. It's a great fish house.
Love that
Lots
restaurant.
I do,
Camarillo,
too. I know. So, yes,
giveaway,
definitely. So I want to try to give something away every single day of December because, it's all about giving back, and I thank you for being a part of my show. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season. Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of 4, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
It's the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Do you have a story to share? Perhaps an impressive or inspirational journey? We'd love to hear from you. Send an email to kimpagano@gmail.com. That's Kim Pagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, @gmail.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and we've got some great things happening here, so just stay tuned. Actually, right now, we have our next guest, and I'm looking, let's see, she is a busy mom, a mom of 8, PJ Jones, is it Jonas? PJ, are you there? Hello?
Hi.
PJ?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Kim?
Good, thank you. So, busy mom of 8.
That would be me, yes.
Really? Wow.
I have 8 children that I homeschool. They're right now ages 4 to 14.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I've got 4 kids and 2 of them that I homeschool. So, yes, I totally get that. And you know what? I love it. Like I was telling everybody in here, is once you have a couple, you know, what's a couple more, right?
Yeah, once you pass that 3 mark, it's, you know.
I told you it was a 3 mark. See, she didn't hear me, but it is the 3 mark.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, they start to really just kind of entertain themselves, and I spend a lot more of my time delegating than I do actually doing things nowadays.
Yeah, and you got your own team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, so, train them well, and they're good workers.
There you go. I love it. And so tell us a little bit about, you actually have a growing company at home, right?
I do. I started several years ago a company that we call Goat Milk Stuff. And what we do is we have dairy goats that we milk, and we use that milk to make goat milk soap. And the reason we use the milk is because the goat milk is really high in a lot of properties that are excellent for your skin, things like vitamin A and selenium and the alpha hydroxy acids. And what we found as we started making the soap was that my husband's fingers, which always had a terrible time cracking and peeling, stopped doing that, and his dry skin went away. And we found from other people that a lot of people with eczema and skin conditions like that have it, the soap really helps their skin.
Wow, I like it. That and now, so is it just out of, I mean, like, what is it hard to make?
Soap is kind of like, I don't know if you've ever made bread. It's kind of one of those things where it's not that it's hard, but there are some conditions that you have to get right, and you have to be very precise, and your scales have to be very accurate and just follow the recipe really well.
Wow. And now, how long does it take to cure?
Well, we let our soaps cure for a full 6 weeks. We find that this makes a more mild bar that lathers better and lasts a whole lot longer. So we let it sit for 6 weeks to cure.
Okay. And what made you get into that?
Well, I was bathing my children one day. I had them all in the bathtub. And for the first time ever, I actually read the ingredient list on the baby wash I was using. And I couldn't believe that it was all petroleum-based chemicals and chemicals that I couldn't pronounce. And I decided right then and there that I was going to make my own soap. And so I just started doing all sorts of research. And a few months later, Goat Milk Stuff was born.
Okay. I love it. And now where do we find it?
We have a website. That's the easiest place. It's www.goatmilkstuff.com. We are in some stores, and we have some distributors in different areas, so you can find a list of those on the website as well.
Okay, great.
Now, on your YouTube channel, are you videoing how you make this?
We have a lot of videos up. We have a lot of, the children are all really instrumental in the business, so they all have jobs. So we have a lot of videos of them doing what they do and taking care of the goats. And my son Emery has a video where he shows how we milk the goats and things like that. So we've got quite a bit of information up there.
I love it that you're teaching them responsibility so young.
Really, and how to be entrepreneurs and how to really, I mean, it's a way of life.
So many great learning tools in that.
That was really the whole reason behind starting the business, was I really wanted something where the whole family could pitch in, that we could do something together, and we could learn real life skills and not just, you know, theoretical knowledge that might help someday, but really the nuts and bolts of how to learn and do things.
I like it. I like what you're doing, and I like what you're standing for. So,
me too.
You know, would you do me a favor, would you, because these would be great gifts for the holidays, if you could post that on Facebook on Kim Pagano Show and become a fan?
Absolutely. I'll take care of that when we're done.
You got it. All right. Thank you. And I would love to, you know, see what you have. And do you have a catalog or anything?
It's all online on the website, thegoatmilkstuff.com. Okay. Where it all is.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much. And you have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Great. Well, I would like to open up our lines right now. And I have a $50 gift certificate to Lures. It's an incredible. You guys have all eaten there, right?
Lure Fish House is going bomb right now.
Hold on. They don't know what the thing is. But what we're going to do, it's a fish house over it's the Oyster Bar. It's got a bar. I'm telling you, my husband and I sit at the Oyster Bar all the time.
Skinny girl margaritas,
I know.
Too.
Oh, you already tried them. Okay, we're going to have to go have one. But you know what I'm going to do is what do I end my show with every single day? With that, if you've got that answer,
I didn't get the question. What is it?
What do I end my show with every single day?
The lines are lighting
up. 805-639-0008 and tell me if you like them. So, all right. With that, Kimberly, talk to us. Help us.
Holiday survival tools. You know, it's we already have busy schedules, and then we add on extra parties, extra baking, extra visitors at the house, and then wonder why in the world
we're stressed.
We're stressed.
Really?
And overwhelmed.
There you go.
And feeling just completely out of control. And it's just, it's so tough to manage all of that. And so I'm just so glad that you invited me here today.
So thank you again. Absolutely. You know what? I know we have a winner on the line. Let's just, I know. Ooh, that was fast.
Our lines were
lighting up. So, Jacob, who do we have? Hello? Yes? Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Pam.
Pam, hi. Welcome. And what is it?
What's the answer?
Your mommy moment.
All right. I love it. Yay. I love it. Are you enjoying them?
Yes, I am.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. And
stay on the line.
Yeah, stay on the line, and Jacob will get all your info.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Happy holidays. All right. All right. So welcome.
So what do we do with all this overwhelm? What do we do with it? So I think the important thing is that first and foremost, we have a plan, and to really look at the list of things that we want to do between now and Christmas or New Year's or after New Year's. Have that plan and at least get control over what is feasible to do in the time that we have. And then examine that list and say, okay, do these things really align with my values and my priorities?
Good thinking.
And sometimes we can say, you know, is this an expectation of somebody else that I do this, that I bake these 100 loaves of pumpkin bread or whatever.
So what you're saying, are we honoring who we really are?
Who we really are. Or are we stressing ourselves out and keeping ourselves from more joy during the season and in life in general? The other thing is that, is it because I've always done it that I need to continue to do it? Because it's a quote-unquote tradition, or that it's just everyone expects me to do it, or I think that everyone expects me to do it, so therefore I must do it.
A lot of people live for other people instead of really being honorable to themselves.
And authentic to who they are and what is going to bring them joy. Because, you know, I say this all the time, but if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And if mama is stressed out, then that energy is going to transfer to the kids. It's going to affect your relationship with your significant other, you know, and all of your guests are going to feel the vibe. And it's just, you know, it's not going to serve anybody very well.
You're absolutely right. You know, it's funny. I could come home and you could tell if everybody else is in kind of like they're having their day. They're like, Mom, seriously, why you? You know, and I'm like, hold on, this isn't about me. I'm doing good here.
Yeah.
But you have to own what you have, and a lot of people don't. And it's hard when your children start putting all that stress on, Mom, you were supposed to give me a present for, right?
Excuse me? Is that your responsibility, or is it really, you know, my responsibility?
So we need to take what we can off of our list.
Absolutely. So make it very manageable. And this season, I'm offering a free holiday survival guide to all of our listeners today if they just want to email me. And it will help you during this planning process. So holiday survival guide, just email me at tbl@toolsforbetterliving.com.
And can we give one away right now?
Yeah, I'm actually willing to give our a 30-minute consultation of free laser coaching.
Ooh.
And I call it laser because it's like 30 minutes. We're just going right in there.
Oh,
we're
So
laser focus, 30 minutes. And so whoever wants to call in and grab that, they're just the first caller, we'll
give
that.
Okay, what we'll do is let's put it out there. What time is my show come back on? How about that? If anybody's been listening to my new time.
I know.
Give us a call, because what are they going to win?
So we're giving away one complimentary 30-minute coaching session by the coach Kimberly Rigg.
Ooh, all right. And let me tell you, you are going to want to take advantage of that. It's all positive, and that's
what it's very positive.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and why I'm called the Fear Slayer is because I am able to take just about any fear that you have, even fear of not being worthy or fear of rejection, which often those fears rear their ugly heads in our relationships during this time because we're already stretched too thin, and then our relationships start falling apart during this time. So let's take that, those fears, put them to bed, and replace it with something that's going to bring you in more love and more joy.
I like it. So our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Jacob is open for your calls right now, and
we don't pull out Black and Decker tools either. It's actually a fun process.
Okay, so you're not a laser.
We're not going to laser your brain.
There you go. I like it. You know, I think that it's so important to go and talk to people. It's like a mirror, and they can actually clear your thinking and make sure you're on the right track. And
you know, Kim, I'm glad you brought up the mirror, because a lot of times when we see dysfunction or chaos or drama in our lives, it is a mirror to a certain part of ourselves that is like a neon flashing sign going, love me, help me, help me, love me. And we go, okay, so what part of me is attracting this chaos, this drama, this dysfunction? And start being very aware of it. So see what is true for you. You asked earlier about the guilt in some relationships, family relationships. And one of the things that I found, because I grew up in a hugely dysfunctional home. There was domestic violence. There was just all kinds of craziness. And I used to really feed into that and feel those feelings of, you know, oh my gosh, it's my fault. And then, you know, as I've done work over, especially the last 7 years, it was like, oh, wait, excuse me, that's your stuff. It's not mine.
And how, you know, I mean, it takes work on that.
It did take me time, but freedom and joy flooded into me when I was able to take that confident stand and just even myself just realize it, but then to be able to verbalize it and just go, hey, you know what? Seems like you're having some trouble with that, but it's really not my issue. Can I love you where you are right now?
Ooh, I like it. I like it. You know, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm talking to Kimberly Reed, and hers is TBL, you right?
Tools. TBL at toolsforbetterliving.com is the email if you'd like to get that free holiday survival guide.
Right. And if you want a 30-minute laser, I think that's what's throwing everybody off. So it's basically a session just
because
to
we're
really
just really focusing in. Right. You're going to be very clear on what you want to work on before we pick up the phone and have that consultation.
Right.
And so at the end of 30 minutes, you're going to feel awesome.
Right. And you know, it's funny because I do have a new time that I'm coming back on. And so a lot of people are confused with that. So when I come back on, what is that time? And you will win a 30-minute free session with you.
Free session.
Yeah, which is great.
Could you live without some fear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? You know, but a lot of people get stuck. And
oh, sure.
A lot of people have their own habits that they've been, working from. How do they get out of that? Actually, I think we actually have a winner.
We have a winner.
Hello.
Your name is?
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. So glad to hear from you.
Thanks for calling in, Cynthia.
Oh, you're welcome.
So what is my new time?
1 to 2.
Woo! I love it. All right. Wait till you meet Kimberly. You'll be so excited. So
yeah, it sounds good. I actually kind of need that right now.
There you go. I love it. You know what? We just need that next chapter in our life, and that's what it's all about.
Good for you for stepping up and having the courage to go, hey, raise my hand. I want that.
Yeah.
I do.
All right. So glad to hear from you. Happy holidays, and keep listening.
Oh, I will. I'm always here.
Thank you. All right. Can't wait to see you again. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All
so right. One of the universal tools that I use is by the infamous Kim George. She's an author, speaker, and master coach. And we talk about the abundance intelligence. And it's just absolutely huge to move from that place of scarcity and fear and lack and into abundance, joy, and love. And one of the ways that we can do that is, first and foremost, to be aware, to see what is true for you, see what's really going on. And again, it's really empowering to go, hey, that's really your stuff, and I honor you. But before you do that, just go check in with yourself, your mind, your body, and your spirit, and go, am I attracting any part of this? Does any part of me take work? And that brings us to our next thing about owning it, taking responsibility for our part in the dysfunction or drama or whatever situation is going on in your life. And just saying, okay, what can I do to make the situation better? And not just always need to be right, but understand that everybody wants to be loved, including yourself.
Right.
So honoring yourself in the relationships and then living it, understanding that there could be a better way to live, understanding that.
Now, Kimberly, what if you or somebody is in, kind of a slump, maybe borderlining of depression or just, maybe just not feeling their best? How do you get out of that? A lot of people go, you just got to move to the next place. It's hard to.
Sometimes it's very hard. And I myself have found that as well, that, there have been times in my life where I was extremely stuck and I really wanted to check out and I would, sleep.
Stuck. That's a great word. Stuck.
Stuck. And, whether it was a sugar addiction, oh my gosh, the chocolate orgasm brownies.
Yeah.
I could have made many a meal on that. And it is tough. But I think sometimes we have to just, again, be aware of what's really going on. What are we feeling? Is it boredom? Because I think a lot of times boredom is mistaken for depression.
I think you just
nailed
it.
And it's not necessarily, but we're not living in passion, so we don't have any enthusiasm for life, and we're completely bored because we're not living authentically to who we really are. And you know when you're living authentically to who you are because you feel amazing, you feel empowered, you've got passion, you want to leap out of bed and go see how you get to serve the people with your gifts and talents.
So really quick, we're at the end of our show. God, it goes
so
fast. I know. That means you have to come back, I'm telling you. What is the first step if you're feeling bored? Because that just means you don't have anything to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you nailed it. I really do. I think
Thanks.
That people think that they're not worthwhile, so they have nowhere to go. They have nothing to get up. But what if you thought of this is just another great day that I can achieve whatever I want. You could be the producer of your own movie.
And you are.
Yes.
You are the producer. Be the star of your own show, for goodness sakes.
Be the star.
But if there was one thing that I could say, you know, to make that shift, I would dare you, I would challenge you to go volunteer at, like, the rescue mission.
Oh, my God. Because when you are giving back.
If you are serving others and you get a completely different perspective, number one, you're moving. So you're taking some action, and that in and of itself will shift energy. Taking a walk around the block obviously will do the same, but when you do that action and you go and serve with the talents that you have, even if it's helping to prepare a meal and chopping celery, you can do that.
Yes.
And it will change your perspective. You will feel so good and so fulfilled afterwards, and have a whole new gratitude for the life that you have.
Right, and a lot of people are thinking, oh, I don't like hospitals. Hospitals are not the only place. There's Metal Lark. There's places.
Go
that you
read
can...
a story at the library to kids.
Yeah, there's
much fun.
Yeah, there's so many things that you could do. You could be a part of a organization that just needs more people out there at a parade, at anything. So there's so many ways to help.
So volunteer and just understand that you were here, put on this earth at this particular time, in this particular place, because you have certain gifts and talents that you were endowed with to start serving others. And when you use your gifts and talents, it's going to be in ease and flow and elegance, and you're going to love it, and you're going to have more passion and joy in your life.
Well, I'm so
glad
you're
make sure
here.
That they get the Holiday Survival Guide at TBL at toolsforbetterliving.com.
You got it. I'm going to get mine.
It's 14 pages of wonderful planning tool, and that will help you get on point.
Oh, good. All right. Well, you know what? I might have to have you back before the holiday's over, and we'll kind of go through that thing. Nice. All right. Tell everybody where to get in touch with you.
TBL at toolsforbetterliving.com.
All right. Great job. Thank you so much to everybody that's listening, to all my winners. We have more again tomorrow. I can't wait. It's like Christmas and holidays every day out here on the Kim Pagano Show. And great job, Jacob.
Don't forget about Fun Friday too.
That's right. We've got Fun Friday coming up. But you know what? Every day, I'm really for December. Actually, I'm going to try and have this goal that I can give away something. So of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is character, for the most part, is simply a habit that has become fixed. And with that, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank all my sponsors. I want to thank all my listeners. And I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Have a really great day. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.